Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. The Daily Show podcast has everything you need to stay on top of today's news and pop culture. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, wherever you get your podcasts.
Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game, headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.
It's the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
Folks, you know, if you watch the show, you know I spent a lot of time right over there, cultivating for you the day's biggest stories, plucking the most beautiful and topical news violets and marigolds, stripping the French lavender from the stem, and lovingly pressing them all between the pages of a gilded first edition of Pride and Prejudice. Then I fold them into a dough, hand-rolled from Passini Bakery flour, Bordier butter, and chilled Somerdale Devon double cream. Sprinkle them with a pinch of Muscovado sugar and bake them in a La Cornue Grand Palais range to perfectly prep the gourmet floral shortbread cookie that is my nightly monologue. But sometimes, folks, sometimes, sometimes I am nibbled awake by an amorous raccoon in the abandoned walk-in freezer of a haunted bakery in which I have established squatter's rights. I slip into the twisted KitchenAid paddles I call shoes and knife fight a possum for an expired bag of crushed breakfast cereal dust and a broken egg, which I mix with three smushed restaurant butter packets I stole from a napping retiree's purse. Pour the rest of a shattered bottle of rubbing alcohol I found in the dumpster out back into a rusty barrel to ignite the hobo fire over which I bake my sludge, then displayed in the filthy chef's hat to serve you the deranged Rat King biscuit of news that is my segment.
Meanwhile,
it's a golden ticket. That's a golden ticket. Meanwhile, it's a golden ticket waiting for you to the day you die. Meanwhile. In cybercrime news, a guy who sold meth under the screen name Drugs R Us is going to prison. Drugs R Us? Wait a second, Jimmy, can we see his mugshot? Oh, Jeffrey. How you fallen. After getting arrested, Mr. R Us continued selling drugs from jail in phone calls that were recorded, including one with his wife. She says to him, "I don't know the login for the other thing, the dark web." To which he replies, "It's Drugs R Us." That is insane. We have the same password? Meanwhile, Succession star James Cromwell glued his hand to a Starbucks counter in protest, denouncing the surcharge for vegan milk alternatives. That is so inspiring. Reminds me of when Gandhi protested the price of an Aloha pineapple smoothie by zip-tying himself to a Jamba Juice. Meanwhile, in delivery news, when you live in remote Alaska, your DoorDash order comes by plane and can take as long as a couple of days. The reviews are pouring in, and they are as warm as food that spent 2 days on a plane. One Alaskan said, quote, "It's not hot, it's not fresh, but at the same time, it has the flavor you're wanting." Coincidentally, that's also the slogan for Papa John's. Meanwhile, according to a new study, migrating turtles don't really know where they're going. What a strange way to find out that I'm a migrating turtle. Meanwhile, a man opened an emergency exit of a United Airlines jet, walked onto a wing as the plane taxied at O'Hare's International Airport, and jumped onto the tarmac. To be fair, though, the in-flight movie was Morbius.
Stick around for more Meanwhile after this.
You know, if you watch this show, you're aware that I spend most of my time right over there, wandering the news forest for you, felling all the biggest and hardiest white story oaks, cutting and shaping them into the newsiest, most topical cleats, clamps, and planks, keeping them at a constant angle, gradually creating a shell-shaped, shallow bull hole using the firebending technique instead of steam bending, obviously. Then I lay out all the keel blocks to carefully set up the stem, stern, and garboard, attach the bilge futtocks to the timber, and lovingly craft a flat transom stern out of naturally curved quarter circles, then secure all the planks with trunnels handmade from the finest locust wood, and finally adorn it with a proud bowsprit forepeak and custom gilded figurehead to present to you the Dutch Golden Age Spiegeljacht that is my monologue. But sometimes, folks, you gotta hydrate after that. Spiegeljacht. But sometimes I awaken from a meat sweat-induced fever, strapped to a basket on the Wonder Wheel at Coney Island, stumble across the garbage-flecked beach to the sound of a terrifying, ragged bellow I realize is coming from my own lungs, which then summons an army of seagulls whom I instruct to gather the half-emptied cans of Busch Light left by a mob of Belgian tourists, all of which I gather into a sack I fashioned out of pants I stole from a sleeping cop. Then I swipe a giant inflatable baby Yoda from a carny game, strap it to the mast I made by ripping a B-68 bus stop sign out of the ground on the corner of Stillwell, and launch the vessel as captain of the unregulated pirate booze cruise of news that is my segment.
Meanwhile.
It's eternal. Meanwhile is eternal. It is endless, endless and evergreen. Meanwhile. People magazine may scrap its weekly print edition. What? No, People, you can't do this now. This was obviously going to be the year I was named People's Sexiest Man Alive. I swear, hand to God, I swear I was going to start working out tomorrow. Are you not the least bit curious what I would look like with abs? Because my graphics department is. Are you telling me? Are you telling me you don't want to see that on your coffee table? And may I remind you, this means Paul Rudd will now be sexiest man forever. Meanwhile, Wisconsin man recently celebrated 50 years of eating Big Macs every day and says he will continue eating Big Macs with a Coca-Cola on the side until he dies, which experts say should be next Tuesday. That was good. That looks so good, man. Meanwhile, on Tuesday, this past Tuesday, Grubhub had a promotion where they offered free lunch to everyone in New York City, and somehow, offering 8 million meals all at once didn't go so great. Grubhub's free lunch offer in New York crashed its website and app because they did not have enough drivers on the road to handle the volume of orders, leading to mountains of unclaimed wedge salads congealing on restaurant counters. That is not right. Salad should not go to waste on a restaurant counter. It should go to waste in the back of my refrigerator. I swear I'm gonna eat it tomorrow, unless I definitely buy a meatball sub. Because now I don't need abs. Meanwhile, so close, so close. Meanwhile, in weird science news, scientists use gene editing to create mutant cockroaches in a breakthrough. Really? Can't roaches already survive a nuclear apocalypse? Why are we giving them mutant powers? I don't want a cockroach that can read my mind and look sexy in spandex. If you've got a mutant formula, maybe use it on something that needs the help, like the salad in the back of my fridge. I swear I just put it in there last week and it's already pesto. That's why I'm getting a meatball sub. Meanwhile, in great news for lovers of wraps, a team at Johns Hopkins has developed an edible tape that will keep your burrito from spilling. Hey, Johns Hopkins, good job. Now that you've nailed the whole burrito packing tape thing, which I'm not saying isn't important, obviously it is, how's that cancer research coming? Still looking for a way to hot glue my taco shut? Then please, no hurries, take your time. Meanwhile, Eric Clapton has tested positive for COVID, unsurprising as he is a critic of coronavirus vaccines and pandemic restrictions. Clapton's got a complicated relationship with shots. He famously admits administering one to the sheriff, but he swears he did not give one to the deputy. Meanwhile, there's news from Paris, where tourists will soon be able to stay a night inside the Moulin Rouge. Renting out a sumptuous boudoir includes the Moulin Rouge's signature cabaret show and a three-course French meal, though guests will have to make do with a shared toilet. Is this an Airbnb or an escape room? We have fed all of you potatoes au gratin, drowned in cheese, steak soaked in butter, and a double creme caramel. Quick, lock the door while they fight over the toilet. Bonne chance! Quelle horreur! Meanwhile, according to a recent survey of dog and cat owners, 33% said they would choose their pet over their significant other. While 100% of cats said, if you die in your sleep, I will eat your eyeballs.
This has been The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. If you're enjoying The Late Show Pod Show, leave us a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Watch The Late Show with Stephen Colbert weeknights at 11:35, 10:35 Central on CBS and Paramount Plus. And for more exclusive Late Show content, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and subscribe to The Late Show on YouTube.
Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
Now you can feel like you're in the audience at the Ed Sullivan Theater with official Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise at ParamountShop.com. Shop t-shirts, mugs, accessories, and more, and Late Show Pod Show listeners can take 20% off with code TLS20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show products with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.